Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to the Savvy Psychologist podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Do people say you stay up too late and got nothing in your brain? Well, when it comes to what people think of you, it's been said that bad is stronger than good. In a given day, if you hear 99 compliments and one criticism, you know which one will be running through your head as you try to fall asleep that night. But it's normal to care what people think. Most of us care deeply what the people we love and respect think of us. Indeed, it's hardwired. Not so many hundreds of years ago, banishment was the worst punishment possible. We needed the group just to survive, so our good standing with that group could actually mean the difference between life and death. Now, fast forward a few hundred years. These days, we may not rely on a group for food or shelter, but we still rely on those around us for belonging and support. But ask any given self-help guru about whether you should care what other people think, and you're pretty much guaranteed to get heated advice about how to stop giving two somethings or a flying something else. And herein lies the problem. The tone of a lot of how to stop caring advice is intense and contemptuous, and at least for me, leaves me feeling like I need to accessorize with an eye roll and a straight out of the 90s talk to the hand stance. Not my style, and likely not yours either. So let's go for a middle ground. You want to be able to hear constructive criticism from people who matter to you while filtering out the gossips, mudslingers, and plain old jerks. So this week, we'll offer a kinder and gentler version of how not to care. So when the hater's gonna hate, here are 9 ways to shake it off. Tip number 1, specify who you're worried about. Our brains love to overgeneralize. If your brain makes you worry that people will judge you, everyone will think badly, or someone will yell at you, ask yourself who exactly. Name names. List the specific people you're worried will judge you, and watch as everyone shrinks to just your boss and the gossipy receptionist, not actually everyone. There, much easier to deal with. Tip number 2, identify whose voice that really is. If you're afraid of being judged, even though no actual judgment is on the horizon, ask yourself who taught you to be afraid. Did someone in your childhood always fret about what will the neighbors think? Or say things like, we better not do that, people will think it's weird. It could be that the urge to people-please was soundly drilled into you from another generation. The good news, whatever unhelpful beliefs you learned can be unlearned. And with time and practice, you can replace what will the neighbors think with, usually, others are too focused on their own lives to judge mine, or most people are accepting and open, or few people will go out of their way to give negative feedback. Tip number 3, don't get defensive as a reflex. If the basketball arena in your mind yells defense, defense as a knee-jerk reaction to every criticism, consider doing something revolutionary first. Listen. When we put up a wall of defensiveness, immediately everything hits the wall. Gripes and complaints for sure, but also good advice and helpful feedback. So after you've actually listened, you can sift through and decide whether any of the feedback might actually help you do better.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tip number four, consider the packaging. If someone has taken the time to deliver constructive feedback to you in a caring way, say they're careful to critique your product or your behavior, not you, or they balance their critiques with genuine compliments, it's definitely worth listening, even if you ultimately reject their advice. But if vague personal attacks like "you're an idiot" are lobbed your way, or you get a backhanded compliment like, "well, at least you're a hard worker," you can reject it like last year's Secret Santa gag gift. Indeed, if someone doesn't take the time to present their criticism with a little polish, it says more about them than it says about you. Tip number five, just because someone judges you doesn't mean they're right. It's important to remember that their opinion is not the cold and final truth. You can disagree with your critics, but if you do get the nagging sense that they might be right, try tip number six, rise above or at least fake it. Even if you have steam coming out of your ears, by staying civil, even thanking your critic, you'll accomplish two things. One, it will appear as if you're unscathed by rude comments, and anyone witnessing this will be impressed with your steady rockin'. It's a rare individual who can field haters without hate. But two, you'll simply feel proud of yourself. You'll stand tall instead of stooping to their level. Tip number seven, think about how you can handle it. Our brains often get stuck in worst-case scenario mode. Everyone will hate me if I walk in late, or I'm going to screw this up and get yelled at. If your brain always gets sucked towards imaginary catastrophes, think about how you would cope in the unlikely event it actually happened. Seriously, who would you call? What would you do? How would you make yourself feel better? Thinking that you're someone who can handle things, even at their worst, makes the, again, unlikely worst-case scenario that much less scary. Tip number eight, remember that people change their minds. Today a hater, tomorrow a fan. People are fickle. Think about how voting shifts from election cycle to election cycle. Think about how trends come and go. If there's one thing that's for sure, it's change. So stick to your guns and let opinions change around you. Eventually, you'll come out on top. And finally, tip number nine, challenge your beliefs. Folks who are worried about judgment often carry around perfectionistic beliefs. They often think that only a perfect performance will stave off inevitable harsh criticism. So here's a way to challenge those beliefs. Make some mistakes on purpose and see what happens. Send an email with a deliberate typo, allow for a few seconds of awkward silence during a conversation, or ask the clerk at the hardware store if they carry sunscreen. You'll learn what happens when you make a mistake. Nothing. To wrap up, you are your own worst critic. And this makes sense. In your life, you have the most at stake. But every other person on the planet is also the biggest stakeholder in his or her life, which means they're not focusing on yours. So rest easy. Criticism happens, but approach it like a yard sale. Snap up those rare and helpful gems and walk away from the rest. Thank you so much for making The Savvy Psychologist a part of your life. If the show makes your life happier and healthier, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on your phone, here is how to do it. Go to Apple Podcasts, which is that app with the purple and white microphone. Hit the search magnifying glass, search for Savvy Psychologist, and then click on the logo. So it's the one you always see that says Savvy Psychologist with a light bulb. Okay, then scroll down almost to the bottom. You'll scroll past recent episodes, scroll past best of the podcast until you get to ratings and reviews. Then in little purple letters, you'll see write a review. Click that and let me know what you think. This really helps the show. Reviews let Apple Podcasts know that people like the show. Plus, it helps others find the show as well. So thank you in advance. The show would be nothing without you. As usual, The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. As always, you can check out ellenhendrickson.com for free resources to beat social anxiety. And in the meantime, have a lovely week. I'll see you back here next Friday for a happier, healthier mind.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.